This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. After months of delays, the unmanned Artemis moon mission launched early this morning. NASA's first moon mission in decades has some Colorado-built equipment. CPR's Paolo Josita.
The $4 billion rocket has been grounded since August for repairs and hurricane precautions. Hurricane Nicole tore off sections of sealant near the top of the rocket, but NASA officials say it's still safe to take off. The Artemis mission includes the Orion crew capsule, which was designed and built in Colorado. The mission is the first in a series that NASA hopes will put astronauts on the moon by 2025. This week's launch will fly without a crew on board. I'm Paolo Josita, CPR News.
Holiday lights are coming on around Colorado. CPR's Eden Lane has a growing list of community events to attend.
Each year, communities across Colorado mark the transition to winter's holidays with a range of festive lights, tree lightings, and other displays to get you in the spirit. One of the first events happens at Denver's Botanic Gardens, Blossoms of Light. The garden's Chatfield Farms site gets in the spirit, too. There's a list of many more places you can go to take in holiday sights and sounds at CPR.org. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
A new report shows business and education groups in Colorado need to work together so that higher education leads to higher paying jobs. Nearly 74,000 young people aren't in school and are not working, and only half of high school graduates go on to college. The advocacy group Colorado Succeeds recommends that businesses start talking to students about careers at an early age. This is CPR News and KRCC.